the end of Shir, the Kashi Rabbi Kiva Eger, regarding the end of the Tosfos. Tosfos asks the question, since we have in our Gemara the halacha that Isha is not miskadeshes b'kinyan chalitin, so why do we need a drasha that's mentioned in the Ches regarding Eved Ivri? The case is Eved Ivri and Nimkar le'akum, and it says in the pasuk of Pian Yoshev Geulaso Mikasef Miknaso, and the drasha goes, one of the ways that Gemara dashes to this drasha is As Rashi explains over there, Tzvua V'Kelim are things that are often used as the Keli for the Chalitin. And what the Pasuk is telling us is that the Eved Ivri that Nimka La'akam, as the case happens to be, is not Nikne with Kinyan Chalitin, which is again referred to as Tzvua V'Kelim. That's what Tosis quoted just before, as we saw yesterday in Tosis, as a raya to Shitas Rabbi Natan, that Kinyan Chalitin is even by a guy. Back Tosis at the end, what do you need that halacha to be derived from the pasuk, from the drasha, because of Ignaso, I have another way to learn out that halacha, that Eved Ivri is not Nikne B'Chalitin. Hey, how so? Tosis works out for us, because we know that an Eved Ivri is Hukash Livriya, it's in the psukim, and that's how we went out, for example, the Eved Ivri is Nikne B'Kesef, just like Ivriya is Nikne B'Kesef, Ahavdeigo Nikdasa, there's a halacha of Pidyon Giron Kesef, which also indicates that there was a Kinyan Kesef by Ivriya, by an Amma, so to Eved Ivri. So we know that Ivri is Hukash Ivriya. And we also know, in the Sugis later, by the Sugis of Abadin, that Ivriya is Huksha Le'isha. As the Pasuk says, Imacheres Yikach Lo, that a man who's miyayid, an amma, if he should take another woman as a regular wife, so the pasuk says, he still has to continue to give the chiyuvim that he had in Shekhsus Ta'ona to the first one. Meanwhile, the pasuk is equating in Acheres Yikach Lo, that on top of the amma, that he originally, she was an amma, now she's married to him, 3 years, but she was an amma before. In addition to her, there's another woman that you took. So you have a hekesh between amma and an isha. So it comes out that you have a heck, and that's how we learn out Mashal Kinyan Shtar, one sheet later, that we learn out Kinyan Shtar by a Amma, that she's nicknamed the Shtar, just like an Isha, is Mitzkadeshes the Kinyan Shtar. Says Tosfos, no, if that's the case, let's take the halacha that we know is true by Isha, that Isha is not nicknamed Bachalipin, as we have in our Sugya, and therefore we should learn that out to Amma, right, Huksha L'Acheres. And now that we know that's true by Amma, so we should now learn out to Ivri, because Ivri is Hukash Ivriya. So therefore, we should end up with the same halacha without needing a drasha of Mikesef Miknaso, that he's not Nikne B'Toras Chalipa, and I know it simply because of this hekish to Ivriya, which in turn was Hukash to Acheres Kish. Yeah, this is the whole binyan of Tosis Kasha, a whole elaborate structure of a question. Tosis has to resolve it by saying, yeah, but the idea of the hekesh that we use to learn out Ivri from Ivriya, Ivriya from Acheres, is all benogea, what's called ribui kinyanim. In other words, what works in one will work by the other. That's what the hekesh can tell us. But to say that something that won't work by one should not work by the other, we don't use hekesh for that. Tosis has a raya. Okay, you can quibble with the raya, but l'maisa Tosis answers his kasha. Comes up a kibegra and says, Tosis' question could have been asked without this entire information about Hekish, Ivri, Ivriya, Ivriya, Tacheres. Simple. Tosis should have gone right to the point and asked the kasha like this. This halacha, that Isha is not miskadeshes b'chalitin, the way it comes out from our sugya, is because the Gemara ends up saying that since chalitin is b'tochet misha v'pruta, the Isha Pachmutu Mekanya, not Nafsha, lo Mekanya. So what it means to say is, as Tosis' words indicate, that the fact that a Chalipin works a lesson Shavaputa, it shows that Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef, Elo Kinyan Acherhu. What the Gemara wanted originally is that Chalipin should work, and the reason it should work is not because we learn that Kinyani Sadat to Kinyani Isha, as Tosis explained, but rather that we can view the halacha that says that you need kicha bekesef So that would also tell us chalipin, because chalipin is also a type of kesef. Tosis says only in a certain case, only when there was a shavapruta. And the Gemara responds by saying no, because chalipin is not mitam kesef. And that's the reason why kedushin, you can have can a chalipin work by kedushin, because it doesn't work as kesef. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That very same logic is the same logic that you can apply to Eved Ibi. Because we know that Eved Ibi is nikneh b'kesef, but now that we have the idea that chalipin is not mitam kesef, as Mark concludes by Yasba Kedushin, so by the same token, you can have chalipin by Eved. And the Mela, that should be the kasha. What do you need a new drasha? Mikesef b'knaso to ma'ed chalipin. You should simply be ma'ed chalipin by the same token, by the same reason that you be ma'ed chalipin by Isha. Says Rabbi Kibeger, if you ask a kasha that way, then it turns out Tosis, even after the Tosis is over, I still have a problem. Because Tosis had a kasha because of the whole binyan of Hekish and so on, and Tosis gave a teretz to the way he asked the kasha. Now we don't use Akashim to tell you what doesn't work. We don't use Akashim, Ibri Ibriya, Ibriya Lacheres, to tell me what does work. Ribri Kinyan. That's good teretz if you ask the kasha Tosis way. If you ask the kasha my way, it was still in the dark. Then L'chaira, what do you need the pasuk? The kesef miknaso. You should simply know that it doesn't work because it's not kesef. And you need kesef. The same reason, it doesn't look by Baish. This is the kasha of Kiveg. Yeah, he's mefal for more. You see, B'toch HaDvar, we won't go into the ins and outs. The Maisa with, you know, that sugya and Davches, there's other drushes. So maybe you could say that you could play one off the other, he says. Maybe that drush is only if you don't learn like our Gemara. Maybe if you hold, maybe at this point we could say Yisha is Niknis B'chalipin, and that's when this drush is used. And if we go with Maskara, then we have a different drush. It's a bit more complex. Let's leave all that out. You can see it inside. He tries to, you know, cheshbin out one sugya versus the other. But the basic kasha is what we just stated. And then the other pieces in the Kovetz, they bring it just this part, this kasha. No, I was just, you were machabe to a Davar Tov yesterday, Mickey, so we'll say the Rabin. Also, I want to mention that, just at the beginning, that Shlomo's grandmother was dipped a week ago, so we should also have in mind Leila Shmasa. The name is Divka Basdobu. It's Chuspa the Neshama, and Shai Sukhas in the family. So we had yesterday, Mickey mentioned a teretz, which Baruch Hashem, that both showed me, is mentioned in the Atzmus Yosef. It's an interesting, sounds like a good teretz to with this kasha, which would be a big kasha and Tosis kasha in effect. And that is that the question would be, what do you need the drasha to tell me? Eved Ibi is not nikna b'chalipin, I know it anyway. How do I know it? Tosis says I know it because of the hekish, the two hekeshim. Kibbeger says I know it because it's not kesef. So the suggestion was, you're right. You don't need the drasha for what it says explicitly, that you can't be konan Eved Ibi with chalipin. That I would know anyway, be it for Rikivega's reasoning or Tosis' reasoning. But if you hold, as we were dying yesterday, we said the Torah seems to say this, that the very halacha that an guy has kinyan chalipin, where do we know he has kinyan chalipin? I mean, if you look at the Pesukim Rus, it talks about Jews. So you don't want to use it as a miut to my Akum, the Seder. But at the end of the day, we didn't know the chalipin works for a guy. So we weren't sure. Maybe because it's mitam kesef, but really don't know. But perhaps the very drasha that mikesef miknaso is minayit by a case of Eved Ivri anim kalakum, it's minayit that Eved Ivri from being acquired, the kesef serves as the indicator that a guy has kinyan chalipin. Just here he does. No, so that's the case. It comes out that the drush is not superfluous. In terms of what it's telling me, you could have gotten that information without the drush. You could have gotten it from Rabbi Kveger's reasoning, Tosis reasoning. But you can't ask me, Akasha, what do you need the pasuk? What do you need the drush? So now I have another reason why Akum, why everybody's not thinking about chalipin, besides the Tosis and the Rabbi Kveger. But what do you need it for? You need it because if you didn't have this, you wouldn't know that guy has kinyan chalipin. Says Atzmus Yosef, exactly that point. Good. It's an interesting chav, and it answers both Mikivega's kasha and Tosis kasha. But let's think other ways. What do you have to say, Ari?
What would we still say about Mikivega's kasha on Tosis?
Yeah, so this would answer both. This would answer, yeah, because the both questions, Kveger and Tosis, are questions that you don't need the Torah to teach me that the Eved Ivri, Hadinta La'atzum, doesn't have, it's not acquired with Chalipin. The answer is, you don't need it to tell me that. But if the Torah didn't tell me that, then you wouldn't know something else. Because what else can we glean from this drush? According to what we said is Mashman the Tour there in Kukhav Gimel. We glean from this drasha that it's only here, this is the exception that proves the rule. Here, there's no kin chalipin by the Ibn Kala'akum, because that's what I'm telling you. But what do I see, what do I learn from here? That other than this case, an Akum can have kin chalipin. So, and where else do I know that Akum has kin chalipin, if not from here, as perhaps. So then you would need this drasha, not for what it's telling you explicitly, but from the diuk of the drasha. Good. Yeah. Okay, it's an answer.
This can help Tosos, though, to defend against Kveger, though. This can help Tosos, because he obviously didn't...
No, it would answer up the Kasha Tosos.
But Kveger's question on Tosos still wouldn't...
No. Kveger's asking, why do I need the Pasuk, the Drasha, to tell me that he's not Nikna the Chalipin? Chalipin is not Kesef. No, but it needs to tell me that King Chalipin operates for God.
Yeah, Tosos clearly didn't think that.
He asked.
I understand.
So clearly think of that answer.
On any way you want to ask the Kasha, the Kveger's way, Tosos' way, it's an answer.
But it's not. You don't know why Tosis didn't answer Kveger's way.
No. It's not answering Kveger's kasha and Tosis. Just answering the kasha itself. Yeah. What could we say, perhaps, in defense of Tosis? Now let's go to your point. Now let's see if we can answer the Kveger's kasha. So soon we're gonna say much more. But now maybe one simple point that maybe will work to answer the Kveger's kasha. Kveger's saying, the same way that I know that Isha is not Miskadeshes the Chalipin, because it says Kesef, and this is not Kesef, it's not Mitam Kesef, Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef. So too, when it comes to Eved Ivri, Chalipin is not Kesef. Maybe the answer is simple. I think that Devi Yecheskel says this. I believe he has a piece on Chalipin. But it works. We had a Ha'ara in the Gemara. The Gemara suggests a Hava Mina, that Chalipin should work by Isha, like Kiddushin. What does the Gemara say? Just like we find by Stei Ephron. So we have Kinyan Kesef, and we also have Kinyan Chalipin. So too, we learn out from Stei Ephron, we learn out to Isha. However you explain, Kinyanei Sade, Kinyanei Isha, or the Inyan itself. But either way, the Gemara is using the Limud from Stei Ephron, Limud, call what you want, Kirshavan, whatever it is in the nature of it, but it's because we have that halach, that yafusa for kesef from Stei Ephron, so now let's also bring over Chalipin. So we had a ka'arala on the Gemara. He asked, why do you have to come on to that? And the way the Rishonim learn it, maybe it's because it goes into kesef. It says in the pasuk by Chalipin, v'zos lefanim b'Yisrael agu'a v'alatmura l'kayim kol davar. Which means a chalipin works everywhere, across the board, for all in yanim, all kinyanim. That's true. It works for kakos, metalton, kain kodaka. So memelo, that would be the reason why I think it works for kiddush isha, for kain kodaka. Simple. So why does one have to work it through the hoop of the kicha mistei ephron, and then, according to some, work it into kesef? For kain kodaka. That's a ha'ara that we have. And the answer is going to have to be that the Kain Kol Davar is only speaking about kinyanim that are normal kinyanim. Kinyan on an object where you attain a certain vilus in the Guf HaDavar. It's a different type of kinyan. It's kinyan haragil. That's the type of kinyan the Torah speaks about. That's the normal kinyan. I mean, kedushin, on the other hand, as we're trying to be madurate, but it's clearly not in that type of a derech. It's a kinyan of Ishus. It's the idea that she's Asher La'alma, as we saw in the Rashi. It's a different idea. And therefore, I wouldn't automatically assume that kinyan chalipin of a kain kol davar can apply to a kinyan Ishus. Oh, and therefore, the one needed to work with Stei Ephron. No, if that's the case, maybe the answer to Kveger's kasha is very simple. Tosis kasha, I understand. Tosis, I have a way to learn it out from the fact that it's a hekesh devriya, ifriya lacheres. Kveger's asking, what do you have to ask that way, Tosis? I have a better way to ask the kasha. The same way doesn't work, chalipin doesn't work by kedushin. It doesn't work by evidently. Why does it work by Kedushin? Because Chalit Bin is not Mitam Kesef. That's the Maskana. So therefore, it won't work for Eben Ivri because it says Kesef and Chalit Bin is not Mitam Kesef. I understand. But forget about that issue. Let it not be Mitam Kesef. But what if it had to do with Chaim Kodama? So Eben Ivri would seem to be a Kenyan that you could be able to see within the realm of normal Kenyan. So by Kenyan Ishus, which is by its definition a different type of a Kenyan, so there you can't work with the Chaim Kodama. So it has to work with the Limud from Sde Ephron, and you have to put it into somehow the Kicha B'Kesef paradigm, to the extent that it's not Mitam Kesef, so it won't work for that, and therefore you're left without a Kenyan Chalipa working for Isha. However, when it comes to Eben Ivri, we can always go step before that and say, Chalipa and Chaim Kodama. So that's why it would have worked. No, Rabbi Kivager did ask the Kasha. So the stomach of Kivager would say that Eben Ivri is also not a normal type of kid. Yeah. This is more shaykh than the students of Eben Ivri. The Gemara has it, or Gufo Kanwi, but what does it mean exactly? It's a different, also a different musig of a Kenyan. We have to know exactly why not, what could be the shaykh here. But Rabbi Kivager is assuming that the only way you're going to work Eben Ivri for Khalifin is going to also have to be within the world of Kenyan Kesef that works for Eben Ivri. But you can't just go with the Chaim Kodama, maybe because it's not considered a normal Kenyan. Okay, that's one plan. That's one plan. Maybe there's another way that we can attack Rabbi Kivager's Kasha. But for this, let's bring in another Rabbi Kivager, which is really the Ha'ara, is not just Kivager, it's Rashash and others, the Kabbalah of Sanel. And this brings us to the Sugi and Gidin Lamedes in the base, so we might as well expand the Indian a little bit and get familiar with another Gemara. We've been discussing so far King Chalipin by Isha, King Chalipin by Eben Ivri. We see a drasha here, a kind of Kesef Nisnaso. What about Eben Kenani? What about Eben Kenani? So in other words, Eben Kenani, can he be Nikne b'Chalipin? Can he be Kona Atfa b'Chalipin? So Nikne b'Chalipin is a Mefurish Gemara. Look at the Gemara later. By the Gemara, by the Mishnah of Eben Kenani, on Daf Chav Beis on the Beis. This is the halacha of Eved Kenani Nikne, the Kesef, Bishtar, V'Chazak. That's how it starts in the Mishnah. Eved Kenani is acquired by Kesef, Bishtar, V'Chazak. Kones Atzmo, the Mishnah discusses Kesef, how, Star, how, and Meir Chachamim details. So the Gemara explains. What is the makar that Eved Kenani is nicknamed with these three methods? So these three methods are also used for what? Kesef Shtar Chazaka is called a karka. So the Gemara has, that's the Alfusa. It's written in the Pasuk that when you own Eved Kenani, it shall be yours and you can carry, you can inherit it and bequeath it. Goreshes Achuzah, there's a hekesh, Achuzah, a steh Achuzah to a field, family plot. Just like Steh Achuzah nicknamed with Kesef, Shtar Chazaka, so Eved Kenani as well. Good. Then the Gemara quotes a Brice. Tana Af Bachalipin. So Brice adds something the Mishnah didn't actually spell out. That Eved Kenani is what? Is Nikne Bachalipin. Mefurish a Brice, the Gemara says that the Mishnah doesn't disagree. Just that the Mishnah, Mosa Deleisa Metatlin Katani, Mosa Deisa Metatlin Lo Katani. The Mishnah only mentions those methods that are only applicable by Kaka, not by Metalton. Since Chalipin works Metalton as well, so the Mishnah doesn't bother mentioning Chalipin. So it's a Mefurish Gemara that what? That Eved Kenani is Nikne b'Chalipin. Good? But what's the question now? What about the other direction? What about Eved Kenani, whether he can be Kona Ashmu b'Chalipin? In other words, to be able to get himself free from the Adon with Chalipin. So we mentioned yesterday and now also the drasha on Daf Ches, Benogea Eved Ivri, right? The drasha says, Mikesef Niknaso, that Eved Ivri is not Nikne, B'Torah Tfu V'Kelen, which is Chalipin. On that Gemara, on Daf Ches, there's a Tosis. And Tosis actually references the Sugya Gitin that we're about to look at. So you can see already the Tosis makes the comment. He says, what's the halacha by Eved Ivri? And Eved Ivri is not nikne b'chalipin. What about Eved Ivri being kona atzmo b'chalipin? So Tosis is no difference. Close together. The drasha seems to be specifically speaking about mikesef niknaso, that he can't be bought, acquired with chalit, and only through kesef. Tosus takes it in the other direction too. But then he turns to Avid Kanani and says, but that's different. Davches, second Tosus on the page. This is the Tosus that goes on the drasha that we're talking about right now. That the Gemara says, the Torah is kesef hu nikne, right? The ein nikne, the Torah's tvua v'kelin, namely umaynil chalit. Right? That's the drasha that we're discussing. That Eved Ivri is not nikne, not acquired by chalit. Says Tosus, ein Eved Ivri nikne b'chalitin, below kona atzlo b'chalitin. So Tosus, it's not just in the direction of becoming of being acquired; it's also in acquiring his own freedom in reverse. The Masha who Kona Bekasef Nafgula Mehai Kwad Mikasa Biknaso Kaman Daf Yudalid, the Gemara uses the same Pasuk, Mikasa Miknaso, to tell me that he's Kona Atzmo. So Mela the Miyad ends up speaking to both. So the Miyad, even though Eno Nikneh Pasuk came, it really is going on both the Nikneh initial Kenyan and also the Eved Ivri buying himself back. He can't be Kona Atzmo Bechali Binir. So the Din by Eved Ivri would be clear in either direction. Avo Eved Kanani. Now the words that Tosus has stated here, Eved Kanani nikne b'chalipin. Kidetay perka shaleach, and he brings a sugin gid. There's something wrong with this girsa. The word girsa is Eved av nikne b'chalipin. That's what Tosus is coming to say. What should he quote? Chabez of Beis. I just showed you the Gemara. So because of this, you see the Gra. It's the Gra, right? Hagolas Gra, Os Beis. Tosus is really more interested in not the nikne. That nikne is pasuk. But nikne vikonat. This is what Tosus now is going to reference Gidon Lamed Tesfu. Eved Kanani nikne, yeah, nikne for sure, but nikne vikonat l'chalipin. The Eved Kanani, not only is he acquired by chalipin, he can free himself with chalipin too. How do I know? Kedetani perka shaleach, gabi shakal kumta, v'shadaba, amal la k'ni hai, k'ni nafshech. That's the story that we'll soon see. The only problem is because it was done improperly, that the kelim there of the chalipin were kelim shel makna, and we hold it has to be kelim shel kona. That's where lasa below kum, abo be kelim shel kona, kansa. And what would be the kinyan? Retoris chalipin mashma below retoris kesef kach pirush bin chanan osham. So let's open up the story. What is Tosus referring to? Tosus had a gemara gittin. Tosus goes on the record and says, you should know, Eved Kanani is I have a Gemara in Gitin Lamites. Tosus doesn't explain exactly why it's true, but Tosus says you should know that's the halacha. So Eved Ivri, we know the halacha, we know the Kanani with the halacha. It's in both directions. So what's the story in Gitin Lamites? And there's a Tosus there as well. So the beginning of the Gemara is asking for us, you know, right now the details. Basically, the shaila is if Kesef is Gomer for the Kinyan of Eved Kanani to go back, become free, if it's gomer in the same way that shtar is gomer. What does it mean being gomer? When you have, in what regard? One Indian, so you'll sort of gemara. And Eved Kanani, there's really two issues here. There's the issue of the bialus, the mumminess of the Kenyan. There's a Kenyan mummon in Eved Kanani. That means to say that he's owned by the master. What else exists? We call it a Kenyan Issa. The Kenyan Issa means the fact that an Eved Kanani has a certain status in terms of Yichus, that he can only marry a Shifchai Kenai Bas Yisrael. When he becomes free, so he becomes a Jew, because the Tevila originally, the original Tevila gives him some quasi Kedushas Yisrael, at some level he's Chai the Mitzvah Keisha, right? There's something of a status. And when he comes free, then he becomes a full-fledged Jew. The Geirus kicks in completely, and he has the din of a Jew. He can marry a Bas Yisrael, and he can't marry a Shifcha anymore. But that change, that Kenyan Iser, that gets released through the Shichur. The Shaila is, does that happen with Kesef, or would that have to wait for the Shtar Shichur? So that's the sugya, how it gets started. Whether Kesef is Gomer Ba, in other words, Kesef can certainly, when he's Konet Atzmo B'Kesef, it can certainly mean mumminess-wise. But what about the Kenyan Iser? What about the halachas of Yichus and so on? Would that also result from Kesef? That's the Shaila Machokas in the Gemara. From that, the Gemara segues. So that's the Shaila. What do we hold like Rav Shimon? Everything okay? What's the Seder? Okay. Okay. But if Shimon seems it is, yeah, let me close the window. Okay. Forget how to get him open it. Yeah. Shimon, for now it's okay. Okay. But if Shimon's shita is that kesef is not gomer, bro. Okay. So the Gemara says halacha kref Shimon, but the first wide line halacha kref Shimon, and then the other shita says elacha kref Shimon. So now comes the story. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak found Rabba bar Shilta was by the entrance of the shul, Pischa de Beit Tfila. So he asked him, "Tell me, do we hold Rav Shimon or not? Is kesef gomer by Kenat and Kenani or not?" No, kesef, if you don't hold Rav Shimon, meaning kesef could be gomer. Rabbanan das mechuza amri am Rav Zera b'shved Rav Nachman halacha. You do hold Rav Shimon, which means that kesef is not gomer to free the Eved Kenani on the level of the Kenyan. What? Is. So he says, V'chiyasai l'sura shkachtei Rav Chiya Barovit. So he says, you quoted Rav Nachman as saying that what? That halacha k'rav Shimon, that kesef is not gomer. So tell me, where did you get this idea that Rav Nachman holds this way? There must have been a story that you witnessed and something Rav Nachman said that gave you the feeling that Rav Nachman holds this way, that halacha k'rav Shimon. So what was the story? Comes the story. So he says, I'll tell you the story. Eberly easy, tell me, my friend, Gufa Dube Echahavi. What's the story? Amali, here's the story. Dahi Amsa. There was a Shifcha Kenanis. This is a woman who is a Shifcha. Dahava Marish Chibara. Her master was deathly ill. So she doesn't want to have to become a Shifcha to the Iris, to the Yorshin. She wants to get her freedom. So Asya Bachya Kameh. She comes crying before him. Amrale. She says to him, "Ad emas tishtabid v'teisel ahi itza." How long is this woman, meaning herself, going to have to remain a shifcha? She wants her freedom. So she's asking him to free her before he leaves the world. So what happens? Shokal kumsa. So this shrimera took his hat, a keli. Shadaba, he threw it to her. Whatever last ounce of strength he had, he threw the hat her way. Amala, and he said to her, "Zil, kni ha u kni nafshech. Acquire this, and also with that, acquire your freedom." In other words, he wanted to mishachar her with this gesture of giving her this hat. So now, also coming to Nachman. And now what does she want? She wanted to become totally, not a shifcha anymore. Total freedom of the king of Israel as well as king of Mom. So they come for Rav Nachman, and they ask Rav Nachman, "Nu, was there a shechriya that took place or not?" So Rav Nachman's response was to the story, "Amaluhu la'asa b'lo klum." Doesn't count for anything. Doesn't count for anything. Meaning, as far as allowing for a shechriya here, it won't take effect. So the shaila is, what did Rav Nachman mean? So the one who saw the story inferred something. But the Gemara says it's not necessarily the correct inference. Man de Chaza, the one that saw that Rav Nachman say Lasa b'lo klum, Savar, Mishim Talacha Krav Shimon. That, in terms of what took place here, this was a kinyan that took place. Now, what kinyan is the big question. This is a big shayla. Had a lump shayla is Gemara. It was a kinyan. But Rav Shimon says, Kesef is not gomer, so you can't have the kinyan issur lifted. Look at Rashi. Man de chaza savar, mishum dalacha k'rav Shimon, she yisvurin, she elu chalipinim b'kinyan sudar, dekona b'kesef. Dekona k'kesef. Sudar, chalipin is like kesef, interesting lashon of Rashi. Sholof ish nalo. So what's the law of Akum of Nachman? Law of Akum in what regard? Would there have been a freedom of the kinyan mamon? Correct. In terms of what she really wanted fully, to become Jewish, not to be a shifcha anymore. That he meant, it's not going to be enough, let Tirli Yisrael come, a Krav Shimon. Because it could still accomplish to lift the Kenyan Mamo. So again, what Kenyan says Rashi was it? Chalipin. Who gave the Suder? The Makna. Which is one sheep in Chalipin, as we started the first day, the sukkah in Menzayin in Lavitzia, Kelev Shel Makna. But the Gemara says that's not the pshat of Reb Nachman at all. Not the Chazal Sabbath Shemilachet Reb Shimon, and that's why he reported Reb Nachman in the whole text of Shimon that Kesed is not Gomer, and so too Chalitin is not Gomer to lift the Kenyan Is. Vloi, that's not correct. Elav Mishum Dahavle Kelev Shel Nachman. The reason why it's not good, and meaning it's not good at all for anything, because the Kenyan is not done properly, because Chalitin requires we hold like the Shita that you need Kelev Shel Koneh. Like Rav in Babak Sia, not like Levi, and therefore this is wrong because it was the wrong person giving the Nav. The Lohi hide the Amar Li, the Rav Nachman Amar Lacha, and El Ena Lacha Kamar, Kidamin of the Toy, Ami, the Shibid Lo Yatsa Stab Kev Shal Makna, the Kaim One Perkazov, Gilchas of Keras is Rashi, the Amar Kev Shal Kone, which is different. Okay, so this is a story. So what does the Rosh glean from this story? That what? That Eved Kenani, since if we explain the Gemara, as the Rishonim want to explain it, that and Rashi himself said it, the Kenyan that was taking place here was Chalipin, except that it was done in a way that only works for Levi, not for Rav. It was Kelev Shel Machdeh. It was a Chalipin Kenyan. And it would have worked to free an Eved Kenani. If it was done right, had it been Kelev Shel Kone, it would have worked. So they won't want to bring a Raya that Chalipin works for this is the Tosis that we just quoted on Daf Ches in Kedushin, right? Tosis says, Eved Ivri is not Nikne B'Chalipin, and he's not Kohen Asim B'Chalipin. Eved Kenani is Nikne B'Chalipin, we saw that from the Sugya from Days on the Days, and it's Kohen Asim B'Chalipin, as you see the Sugya over here. Tosis quoted the Gemara and says, Kelev Shel Kone would have worked, and it's Mitoris Chalip. Tosis here with a little more detail. So how does it work, Rebosai? How does it work? How does Chalipin work by Eved Kenani? According to this, it's a Mefurash Gemara, Eved Kenani, it works. Why does it work? That's the question. By Kedusha, does it work? No, that's a Sugin Kedusha. Why does Chalipin work by Eved Kenani? To be called an Aksum. Zoptos, Vis Misham Dabli, Kelev Shel Machneh. That's why you don't have a shichur here. Ah, v'lemah yokelav shel kone, ha'isa zocha atzma b'chalipin. How do I know that she would be zocha atzma b'chalipin? The Tanya be'ed yeperakav in the kedushin. We have a mefurish brisa in kedushin. The Eved Kenani nikne b'chalipin. That's what we saw in Daf Chabez regarding being nikne b'chalipin. Now, why is Eved Kenani nikne b'chalipin? Mishum de Chalipin damu lekesef. Interesting how Tosis puts it. It's damu lekesef, damu lekesef. The kohecha de kesef kani Chalipin nami kani. Now this mishum de Chalipin damu lekesef is explaining why he's nikne, or explaining why he's kone. What's it going back on? Or both? What? What's this mishum? What is mishum going on? Tosis says, if it was Kelev Shel Kone, he's a Zochet B'Chalipin, because we have a bright set of Kenani's nickname B'Chalipin. Mishum D'Chalipin Domo L'Kesef. So this is why an Eved Kenani is what B'Chalipin?
Filly Nikne.
Nikne? And what about Kone? I mean, Tosis is telling us he'd be Kone. Both. What? Both. If Kesef works, then Chalipin works. It's Domo L'Kesef. The kohecha the kesef kani chalipin nami kani levami isha mishum de bepach v'tapu de lo mekanya nafsha kedam beish kedusha. And then it goes on, this new old tilla tells it halacha kirav kelev shel kone, that's a new inyan. So what did Tosis bring in isha? But what do you see first of what Tosis? How did he learn the girsa in our sugya? Nafsha. Oh. How did he learn our gemara? How do you go in the beginning of the Gemara? The Maskana sounds like Al Derech Rashi. So that doesn't square with Tosis by us. That's pointed out by many Mefarshim. Tosis here is Al Derech Rashi in the Maskana. But how did Tosis learn the beginning? We had all these kashas on Rashi. Why learn Chalipin? Why not learn Chazaka? Why not learn Shtar? But Tosis. Meanwhile, besides for the girsa, though, the issue that he's... Why is he bringing Vami Isha? What does Tosis need this for? Like,
doesn't it mean that he accepts
that deer. What? By Isha, it doesn't work. Because what? Because it's a technical problem. Technical problem is what? She doesn't want it. It's a g'nai. Sounds like he's going with Rashi's pshat. Rashi's gear, so Rashi's pshat. It's a g'nai. So where is it a g'nai? It's a g'nai by Isha. Is it a g'nai by Abi Kanani? No. No problem. Chalib is mitam kesef. So this is what the Rush says, a little more about Richus. Look at the Rush. Simon Chazayin, you have it as well. He brings the whole Gemara, the story, and then he says, Mikan masma, Debe Kanani kon afim b'chalipin. The Yishma first, Mitahabi lekei, was shal makne, dano chalipin, hilkachena kona atma, abu yhabi kei, was a kona, abu kona nafsim, toris kesef. The kasha lehach pirusha, yehada min perkami the kedushin, gabi kedushin kesef. That what? Masad ni bikne bachalipin, afishin bikne bachalipin, ilam mishim de chalipin, isma pavta shavaputa. The Yishma was mekanya nafsha. So on that sugya, sugya and kedushin, umakshin and aloha el meyata teish and dikneis b'shtar b'chazaka. This is a question that we saw in Rishonim. So why are you only thinking chalipin? Why not ask shtar chazaka? The old, my boy has some b'shtar menole, we could learn it out from Stei Ephraim. So the answer is, Rabbi Tam's pshat. So what's the Rosh doing? He's bringing in the pshat of the Gemara, of the Gemara's question, of the Gemara's question that the Eim Hachinami, that we should have Chalipin work. Whose pshat is he working with? Rabbeinu Tam. The tears of Rabbeinu Tam do Ramimus Deyef and Al Kesef. O Chalipin the Dumb Al Kesef. What we learn out is Kicha the Kesef, the Kohecha the Kesef Kani Chalipin Ami Kani, and therefore that's Al Kesef. The Imkain the Eved Nami Kanu B'Chalipin Ho B'Kesef Kani. In other words, the problem that exists by Isha of Gnai doesn't apply to Eved. So what you see something very interesting in how the Rashi learned the Gemara. How did the Rashi learn our Gemara? The Gemara originally wanted Chalipin to work, the Emachinami. Why? Not because we're learning Kinyani Sada across the board to Kinyani Isha. Rather, why? Because we have a lach of Kesef, Chalipin's Dumbul Kesef. Where is the Gemara's Maskana? So, whereas we saw until now with the Rishonim, Maskana would be, Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef. That's what the Ritva, it's an Ad Bifnei Atzmo. We saw in the Ramban, even Lashon HaTosis in some ways that way, in Cain, because you see you can have Lashon Sharaputa, Lav Mitam Kesef. How does the Rush, how does Tosis and Gittin learn the Maskana? Like who? Like Rashi. The Gir Salam Kanya Nafsha. It's a problem because of the Gnai. The Gnai Svar is limited to Kedushin. Therefore, what are we left with Maskana? That what? That Chalipin is Mitam Kesef. That's what comes out from the Rush. And that's what's called Tosis and Gittin. And that's what's pointed out just a second by Rashash. The Tosis and Gittin is like Rashi's Maskana. He's learning the Maskana of Asugi like Rashi. Carbon is Sanel also points it out here, right on the bottom. What does he say? Where is it? Yeah. He says, in our Tosis Kedushin, there is no Goris Nafsha. Why is it no Kinyan Chalipin Peshal Sidon Pruta? Shem Dechsid Kesef. Right? If you go with the girsa of Rabbeinu Tam and Artos, it says the Kabbalah Sanel, then what should follow by Eved Kanani? So he makes a cheshbon. If you learn the maskana of our sugya, of Derech Rashi, and you go with like Rashi, then you can make this chiluk and say, Kedushin Chalipa doesn't work. But by Eved Kanani, who wants to buy himself back, wants to become free, you can also have Chalipa. Because the svara of why chalipin doesn't work over here is specific to condition, it's a g'nai hula, whereas every g'nai svara doesn't apply. Fundamentally, chalipin is mitam kesef. Kesef works, chalipin works. But, says the Karpanasana, the Kibeger is sort of around me, getting at the same point. if you would hold Pshat Nasugya, that the Maskan is saying that Chalipin is not Ram Kesef, then the same reason, and this is the reasoning of the other Rebbe Kiveger, right? The same reason that doesn't work by condition doesn't work by Eved. Kiveger's first kasha had to do with Eved Ivri, and now we'll plug it into Eved Kenani. And that's the Kavanah Sana's point. Gabi Eved Nami, where Abi Chalipa, Zerabutah, Dilsebe Nami Kesef. So you can't have Chalipa. So on both sides, what's going on here? How can our Tosis learn Pshat in the sugya in Lamed Tes? Now you tell me Tosis is only saying in Lamed Tes and Gittin. Maybe he's learning like Rashi, but there's a Tosis in Kedushin Daf Ches too. You know, if I want to say that maybe Tosis in Gittin learned differently in our sugya. Maybe Tosis and Kedushin will learn differently in that sugya. Maybe that sugya is not about Chalipin, it's about Kesef, as maybe the others might learn. Right? In other words, what's Tosis going to do with that sugya? The truth is Kasha and the Rishonim too. But the Rishonim could say that sugya is not about Chalipin. You see, Tosis have to make a big deal about it. That the sugya is, the case of there is a king of Chalipin, not a king of Kesef. So the Rishonim could learn differently. But my problem seemingly is Tosfos and Kedushin on Daf Gimel is Mistama, the same one of the Bali Tosis as Tosin Kedushin Daf Ches. No? Would you tend to agree? I think so. Tosis and Daf Ches and Aleph brings the Sugyan Gittin as a Raya, as a Girsus Agra. Clearly, Tosis referred to Kona Atzmo, not Nikneh, because that's Chavdei. You don't need Gittin on the test. That's talking about Kona Atzmo. Tosis is clearly using the Gemara Gittin as a Raya that Eved Kenani is Kona Atzmo B'Chalipin. Because it were not Caleb, so Makna problem would have been good. So Tosus in Gittin Daf Ches is learning up from the Sugya in Gittin that the Sugya is talking about Chalipin. That means Tosus in Kedushin, a few dapim away, has to hold that an Eved Kenani is called Ashma Chalipin. But Tosus in Nav Gimon Beis is not Goris Lekrashi. The Cheshbet that we just made in Tosus Gittin Lamed Tes, because we're working with Shitas Rashi and Girsas Rashi, and that's only a spar by Kedushin, therefore by the Kenani, extend with Tam Kesef, it's only over here, it's a Gnai, that's what the Rush says in Gittin, that's what Tosis and Gittin seems to say. Good, Tosis and Gittin is a different one about it. Tosis, he learned like Rashi in the Maskana. The Havamina, the Gemara could be more out there, the Rishonim, and the Maskana is like Rashi. We'll see that in others, good. But Tosis and Kedushin, if you got them away, one from the other. He's learning the Maskana, as Tosis says, in Cain, since it works on the with Pruta, it's Lab Bitam Kesef, right? That's what Tosis says. Those are the words. And Tosis and Daf Ches says, Eved Kenani is Yotzei Bechalipin. And let's go even further. The discussion now is Sugi Bechalipin by Isha, is only by what type of Chalipin? What case? A Keli of? Of Shabbat Pruta, yeah? Correct? That's the only, and that Havamina gets rejected. Even that. And this atosis is a nafches, that the Eved Kenani can be yotzei b'chalipin, is what? Is by a pruta or even not by a pruta? What will you say? Pashtus any chalipin, right? Tosis doesn't limit it. Tosis is nafches, tosis is gittin, lamites. Eved Kenani can give a suda lesser shavu pruta and become free. So how do you justify tosis b'nei tosis in tradition? So what does all this seem to indicate, Rabosa? Where are we forcing ourselves? Where are we going? I both say, what do you say, Abraham? What do you say?
Is it possible to say that Tosfos in our Gemara is admitting that outwardly appearances, Kesef and Chalipin are not the same, but in terms of the mechanism, you could agree that they are the same?
Okay, exactly right. What are you trying to say? That the discussion in our Tosfos, which has to do with Kain Kesef Dikra, is not the same issue, and we're forcing this point, as what's going on in the Rishonim about whether it's mitam kesef or not mitam kesef. Why is it misleading? Because Tosus uses those words when he explains the maskana, and he does say the imkate ain't a mitam kesef. Yes, and that's why Rabbi Kiva Eger Mistama thought that Tosus here is ending up with the assumption that chalipin is not a form of kinyan kesef, and that's what the Rishonim said, and that's why Rabbi Kiva Eger can ask, what is Tosus going to do with the sugya in Gittin? That sounds like that there is a king chalitin by Eved Kenani, and he could ask on Eved Ivri as well, that what do you need a Kesef Miknaso? The same reason you have no king chalitin by Isha, because it's not Kesef, so you don't have it by Eved Ivri. But if we were correct as we were originally learning up Tosis, and we begin to notice in the fine print of Tosis, that when Tosis says king Kesef Dikra, it doesn't mean the same thing as what the Rishonim are saying. That the mechanics of Kinyan Chalitin is Mitam Kesef. And we have two riots to show that Tosis is on a different track than the Rishonim. What are the two riots? There are two critical Shinuyim in Tosis versus the Rishonim. Number one, Tosis is discussing what type of case in our situation. Only Shavapruta. Are you going to tell me, dear it's Mitam Kesef, dear it mechanism is Kesef, and there's two types of Chalitin? Well, Mistava, Chalitin is Chalitin. And Tosis only by Shavapruta would the Mara be saying that would work by condition. Point number two, Tosis has to consider, and what about Shtar? Let Shtar also be Kesef Dekra in a case where it was a Shavapruta of a paper? Tosis, no, that doesn't count, because it didn't have to be worth anything. Could have been Isuri Anah. Would anyone think that Shtar works Mitam Kesef in terms of the mechanics? Obviously not. So obviously Tosis is thinking about different Kesef Dekra than the Rishonim are talking about. What Tosis is dealing with is there's a halacha of Enkich Ela B'Kesef that we learn now from Stei Ephraim. We wanted to use Rav Chaim's point to sort of bring it in certain frame of reference, a framework, that what the Torah wants by Kedushin is that there should be a Maisa Kicha, a certain ceremony, a certain procedure of a Maisa Kicha, and we're going to try to find Maisa Kicha. And we have different types of Maisa Kichas. We have a Kicha of Kesef, we have a Kicha of Shtar, a Kicha of Bia. That's what we have in the Mishnah. But for Kedushin to take effect, it has to be a Maisa Kicha, which has a certain look. It has to have a certain surah to it within Kesef. So now we have to know what goes into this framework of Maisa Kicha of Kesef. So Tosis is now trying to say, the Gemara is suggesting that when you, there has to be obviously an engine, ultimately of Kenyan, a mechanism of Kenyan inside of this framework of Maisa Kicha. Ultimately it's going to be a Chalos Kedushin. But it doesn't matter what the engine is, what the gas is, what the Koach Kenyan is inside. The point is, Maisa Kicha has to look a certain way. So Tosis says, Chalipin, Lefesh Shavapruta, no one's going to call that a Maisa Kicha of Kesef, because it's not a Kesef, it's not Shavapruta. But when you give the woman a Shavapruta, a Kriya Shavapruta, so it's Kinyan Chalipin, but because of giving her value, you're giving her Kesef, so the Gemara has the idea that could be called Ke'en Kesef Dekra. Does that bind us to assume that the mechanics of Chalipin is Kesef? Not necessarily. And therefore, Tosis could just as well entertain that maybe you'll argue that by Shtar too. Why not call a Nesinas Shtar where you write Harei Mekudeshesli and the paper is worth a Shavapruta? In that case, call that Maisa Kicha of Kesef. How could you think that's Kesef? Not Kenyan Kesef. Good. Not Kenyan Kesef. But it's a Koach Kenyan of Shtar and it's good enough to be called a Maisa Kicha. Because you're giving her shavius, so that's Kein Kesef Dekra. So Tosis says, no, it's not, because since it could have been worth zero, so therefore what you're really giving her is words. It's not even about the paper per se. It doesn't even qualify to be called by the shell of what you're doing, a Maisa Kicha of Kesef. So that don't bother me with. But Chalipin, when you're giving her a Shavapruta, and it has to be having shavius after all, because Yisurina is no good. So now I can call this a Maisa Kicha of Kesef. So that's the Havnin of the Gemara. Only in that case comes the Gemara and says, no, but since what? You could even have Chalipin with less than Shavapruta. So it's not about the Shavya, it's not about the Shavapruta Shabbo. It could have been less than Shavapruta. It's about the Kli. Therefore, this doesn't qualify as what? As a Maisa Kicha of Kesef. So the chesaron is not a chesaron in the mechanics of Chalipin. The chesaron is in terms of the standard Maisa Kicha of Kesef of Kedushin. But now that the Gemara said that the Maskana, does that force us to also say that the dynamic of Kinyan Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef internally? Tosis again, we're not taking sides on that issue. In terms of the lumbus of Kinyan Chalipin, we can take the other side. That was advocate. Maybe the lumbus of Chalipin is a koach of Kinyan Kesef. But it won't be Maisa Kicha of Kesef. It won't be a Maisa Kicha of Kesef. So therefore, the problem that ends up at the end of our sugya is not going to have bearing on the question of, let's say, Eved Ivri or Eved Kenani, that Chalipin can't be a Kenyan Kesef. Because Tosis could still be of the opinion, even after our Gemara runs its course, and says that it fails the test of Kenyan Kesef Dekra. But even after that, as far as the internal dynamic of Kenyan Chalipin, like the Rabban Zuash and Machlif HaKar Gabo, and so too Chalipin, that could very well be what's going on in Chalipin, even less than a Shabbat Pruta. But you want to know if it's Kenyan Kesef Dekra? No, it's not. So the problem is in terms of Kedushin. So Tosus could very well sit with the Sugya Gittin comfortably. Tosus and Abches could use the Sugya Gittin as a raya, that you see Chalipin works for every Kenani, Kona Atzim v'Chalipin. And Tosus could say the words that it's Mitam Kesef, and assume it, and embrace it. Good, Tosus Gittin happens to be, he goes like Rashi's Gersa. But the halacha that Tosus is extracting from the Sugya Gittin, which Tosus in Kedushin also does not contradict what Tosus says in Kedushin. Dav Gimel. So that's Miyashev, the two Tosusin, and this comes back a second from Kideger's Kasha Bayavid Ivri, the same thing. What's from Kideger's Kasha Bayavid Ivri? Tosus only asks the Kasha because of Miknasa. That, what do you need it for? You have a Hekish, Ivriya, you have a Hekish of Acheres. Why not say, ask it better? What do you need the Pasuk Kesef Miknasa? The same reason it's not good by Kedushin, because Chalipin does not become Kesef, so what would Bayavid Ivri? What's the answer? Before we gave an answer, because of Kain Kodavar, maybe that's why you didn't pass it. Now we have a better answer, another answer. What's the answer? Chalipin is worth me than Kesef, that's why I would think it works by Yavid Ivri. You're telling me here it doesn't work by Isha, so by the same reason? No, not by the same reason. The problem by Isha is it failed the test of Maisa Kichav Kedushin, of Kain Kesef Dekra, that's a different part than the issue of the lumdus of Kenyan Chalipin being Mitam Kesef. The Lamitam Kesef of Tosus, when Tosus says the Maskana Sagamar Lamitam Kesef, will have to be reinterpreted. Lamitam Kesef in terms of what we're looking for here, the Kain Kesef Dekra. And therefore, as far as Eben Ibri is concerned, it is Mitam Kesef in that perspective. So therefore, Tosus would never ask the Kasha, what do you need a Pasuk? Nikesef Miknaso, it's not Kesef. It is Kesef in terms of the Lamis. Maisa Kicha is not a Locha by Eben Ibri, only by Kedushin. Tosus only had a different Kasha, Hekish. So both points of the Kedegers connecting to Tosus and Gittin, and we showed Tosus here in Dafkes and Kedushin, and the other point of Kedegger with Eben Ibri, that's because of the Kedegger is assuming that the Pashtas of Tosus Gittin Dafkes Gimel is the Derech HaRishon. And the Maslansa Gemara, as Tosus' words would suggest, not Mitam Kesef, is at the end of the Sugya, Chalipin does not work Mitam Kesef. The problem is, then how do you read the Sugya Gittin according to Tosus Daf Ches, that it's telling us every Kenani is Nikna is called Atzim B'Chalipin because it's Mitam Kesef. But the Gemara says otherwise. Yes, it is. The Gemara is talking Binogeya Kicha by Kedushin, that Kesef, that Kain Kesef, the Kra is where you don't have it. Because that Maisa Kicha of Kesef cannot fit this case of Chalipin of a Shabbat Pruta. But in terms of the Lumpus of Chalipin, even less a Shabbat Pruta, we're not discussed yet. So Liba de Emes, Tosus here could comfortably say, Chalipin less than Shabbat Pruta could work by a Kenani. You can say that with a straight face, right? And still say that the Gemara's only half minute here was Chalipin of a Shabbat Pruta by condition, and even that won't work because it's not Mitam Kesef from the perspective of our Sugya. Okay, everyone hear well. This is her, what we've been building up to this from the whole week. This is her, this is what seems to come out. Bruh.
How do you address the issue, though, that in the end of the day, if we're defined, if you could maybe say that Kesef is defined by being able to work only with at least a Pruta, and Chalipin works even less than a Pruta?
Yeah.
It can't even be the same mechanics, like all the Rishonim, like, they say it. We have to wait for the Ran.
I want to get, if we get to that, we'll see, we get to it today. The Ran makes very clear, he elaborates more than the Rabban in this regard, that you can have a K less than Shabbat Pruta and still call that Mitam Kesef. In terms of the mechanics.
The
Ran, yes, it's the Rosh Shinuyim, but I think the Ran at the end of the day, goes, not like Yosef Rashi. You'll see what he does. He also, in his own way, he learns the Gemara's Kasha al Derech Rishonim, but then he goes with Yosef Rashi and explains it his own way. So he doesn't like the fact that the Rabban takes out the word Nafsha.
Yeah, like
the Ran ends up with Maskana. That Chalipin Mitam Kesef in terms of the mechanism, even by Pasul Shabbat Pruta. For the Ramban, that doesn't remain a maskat. But Tosus, we're saying, we're really not taking sides here. I can hear both sides. And that's not the discussion in our Sugya.
Right.
You know, in the Havamina, we could have said Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef in terms of the mechanics, and yet maybe it should work by kedushin in a case where they're giving her a shavaputa and consider shtar by the same, by extension as well. So shtar will consider, but maybe chalipin yes. And at the maskana, second mara, it's only a failing the test in terms of kichav kedushin, but as far as the mechanism, maybe it is going to work as kesef other places. Okay, who else is ahead of? Yeah.
Did we say that the tosos on kasanav is also the same?
I would like to assume that the balatosis and Dav Gimel, Dav Ches are the same. I would, in other words, if you just to ask me a kasha from Tosis condition of Gimel and Tosis condition of Lamentes, I could argue that yeah, Tosis in Kidin Lamentes is Girsis Rashi, which it is, and maybe Tosis in condition of Gimel would hold like the Rishonim, and maybe they'll have to reinterpret that Gemara as not Chalipin but Kesef. But you see, in Tosis condition of Chesed, he learns that Gemara midin Chalipin.
So if Tosis on Chesed and Gemara are the same, and we also say that Tosis on Chesed is the same as Tosis in Gittin.
No. Only in one regard, say, he would say. He's the same in Tosis, it's not the same as Tosis in Gittin. It's the same interpretation of the Gemara as Tosis in Gittin. In other words, Tosis in Gittin is learning Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz Retribution, called Mekanya Nafsha. And it has to do with Ginaya, Derech Rashi, like the Rosh says. Tosis in Kedushin, whatever daf you're going to say, clearly is not Goris Nafsha, because that's what Tosis Nav Gimel says. So in that regard, they're not the same. But in one regard, they are the same, in that they learn up in the Sugya Daf, Ravitesa Beis and Gittin, they learn up the following halach, that Evet Kenani is Kol Na'ashim B'Chalibi. They learn the Sugya as clearly a Raya to that Yisod, and that would be based on the idea that if Kesef works, Chalipin is double with Kesef. That's basically the idea. And to say that would, at first glance, be a problem for Matosis, because Matosis, at first glance, is coming out to say that the Gemara's Maskana is, as Tosis' words say, Eino mitam Kesef. You take those words, you grab onto them, and you make everything build over those couple of words, then you might have a big problem here. But we looked at the bigger picture. We looked at the fact that Tosis brought in Shtar. And Tosis is limited to case of a Shavapruta. So obviously something's going to have to yield. We'd rather maybe reinterpret those words, Enamitam Kesef, than to basically try to stop the Rishonim completely into Tosis. And therefore we're creating a different paradigm. The test that it fails is the test of Kicha, the Kesef of Kedushin, rather than the test of Kalipin being Mitam Kesef, the Etzim. That's basically what we're trying to do. And then it comes out, the Sugya Gittin, in terms of the halacha that emerges, is compatible with Tosis and Kedushin. True, Tosis and Kedushin learns the Maskana like Rashi, and Tosis and Gittin, Kedushin, Tosis and Gittin does, and Tosis and Gittin does. That's fine. But the halacha of the Sugya Gittin, which Tosis accepts, Nafches, is not a steer to Tosis and Nav Gimel. Yeah.
It's not clear to me why we're comparing an Evet Kri in the case of Kedushin. In other words, the Tosos and Chas is talking about an Evet.
No, it's not comparing. He's contrasting. He's contrasting. No, he just wants you to set you straight. The Gemara and Dav Ches tells us a drush that Evet Ivri is not Nikna B'Chalit. Tosos, and that means he's not Nikna, and it also means he's not Kone B'Chalit. Good. Okay. Now you know that. Now I want you to know, don't make a mistake. That's the way Evet Ivri. Evet Ivri Chalipin doesn't work in either direction. But you should know, Evet Kenani, Chalipin does work. He's nicknamed by Chalipin. That's Chavez on the base. That's the Gemara there. And he's called after the Chalipin. Yes, you see something given in Lamentas, you'll see that. Just so you know, Evet Kenani is different. That's Tosu the Chesed. Just want you to understand. This is Evet Ivri. Evet Ivri, Chalipin doesn't work. Evet Kenani does work. But meanwhile, what do I see Tosu the Chesed? That he clearly saw in the Sugya Gittin a raya that Evet Kenani is Kona Ashim B'Chalit. L'chor, why is that? Where does it come from? Seemingly it comes from the same Svara that we saw in the Russian Gittin. Svara. That we know he's Kona Ashim B'Kesef, right? So where's the Chalipin? Where's the Chalipin? Chalipin is Mitam Kesef. Chalim is Mitam Kesef, but I thought the Gemara ends up on that Gimon Beis, that Chalim is not Mitam Kesef.
Red also says that it works Mitam Kesef by Kedushin.
I understand, but that line,
not by Kedushin,
that, right. So that line in Gittin, Tosis Gittin, is because he's learning our sugya like Rashi, so it's easier for him. It doesn't work by Kedushin because of the technical problem. That's how Tosus and Gittin must mean, like the Rush said. That doesn't work by Kedushin because it's a Gnai. And the Gnai Svar is only by Kedushin and doesn't work, and that's the Maskana here, that's by Kedushin, that's by the Evan. So that's the way Tosus and Gittin works it out.
Okay.
But Tosus and Kedushin is Gores without the word Nasha. Tosus and Gittin in Kedushin is Gores that it's not working because it's not Kein Kesef Tekra, it's not Kesef, it's not Mitam Kesef. So if you take those words and interpret them, not mitam kesef means it doesn't work in the way kesef works.
Yeah.
So then how could Tosus also hold that Eved Kenani can be kon out from b'chalipin, but if chalipin is not mitam kesef, because that's what comes out from the Gemara here. It's not specifically because of Haganai. It's not a dim specific to Kedushin. It's a sugya that has to do with kinyan chalipin. According to the Rishonim, that's the sugya. This sugya is about the nature of kinyan chalipin. Then how could Tosus end up saying by the Kenani that that's why we're showing, based on the other diyukim we had also in our Tosus, that Tosus never was taking a side on that question. The discussion on Tosus is taking place on a parallel track. We introduced Rav Chaim's idea. Let me mention this. I'll mention Rav Chaim. I'll just show you another Nafi Amina. We're talking about this drasha of the Kesef Miknaso. So Duka Dabches, the Gemara ends up having different possibilities of this drasha. What does Mikesef Miknaso mean? Eino nikne betoras shvua v'keim. What does that mean? So we've been talking about, it means chalipin, right? The Gemara has another possible way to darshan this pasuk, to explain the drasha. So the Gemara says later, the Gemara says, if you hold like Rav Nachman, for example, you can't touch the Tuva B'Kev to be Chalipin. You don't use payers for Chalipin. The Gemara says, Lo Mibai Kesef, the Iste Shavapruta in Ilo Lo. By Kesef, for sure, it only works for Shavapruta, by an Evid Ibri, to be Nikne, the Kesef, right? Abba Tuva B'Kev, grain and utensils, Ema, I would maybe say, Mid the Mikriva Hanasayu, since the Hanah is ready, available, you can just take your bite. It's right here. It's very close to getting Hanah. It's already in the form that can already be Nene. So Gamal Makni Nafshe. Maybe he's already makni himself as an Eved Ivri, even without a Shavu. Kamash Malach. A new pshat in the drush. Eino Nignas Pruva Kelim. You might think, I understand if you're giving currency, you need a Pruta. If you're giving two of a Kelim, which is quicker to get to the palate and to get the Hanah. So maybe you can get by with less than a pruta. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach me. No. That ain't a negative pruta game, that even for the kelim of Shavu Kesef, you need to have a pruta. That's a havamina of the pasuk has to tell me not that. Good? This is on Dafches. There's a similar type of a svara later on Daf Mem Vav. In the case, the Gemara has a case of a Mishnah with a Tamara. A woman tells a woman, is catching the Tamara, different cases in a Mishnah. So the Gemara learns up the following. Toward the end, bottom of the Amud, the Gemara says, this two lines, Lo Mibai Kama. It talks about when what you can count for Shavapruta, you have to count it together individually. The Gemara says, maybe you'll say that if she eats the Tamara one at a time, maybe ho mikva hanayasa, the hanaya is very imminent. Ein mal gamro makni nafsha. Maybe she become mikudeshes with even less than a shavapruta. You don't need it, even though it doesn't add to shavapruta. But the hanaya is imminent. It's mikva hanayasa, kamash malan. So the Mishnah is telling me that it won't work. It has to be a shavapruta. So there's a Tosfos Yeshanim, the very bottom of the page, on that line of Gemara. So the Gemara seemingly suggesting a habamina that you can have a kedushin on lessons of a pruta in a situation of mikrava hanayasa. So he says, really, is that real serious habamina? No. Afagav, that's the bottom line of Tosfos Yeshanim. Afagav de lo tole v'didol is kadosh b'shem pruta. Kidamin perakama. It's not up to her. When it's kind of supposed to Shavu Pruta, she can't. Pashta Yada will work unless I serve a Pruta? Stami Niva Gemara. But you can't. So what is up to her? She has more Hanah, so she'll become the Kudesh unless I serve a Pruta. Maybe for Rashi, we understand the Havamina. We said maybe for Rashi, you know, you just need the Hanoya of the Kesset, but it's not a real Havamina. And it could be a Bekal Osef Vichusa. We're just trying to work out why the Mishnah has to talk about a certain case, so we'll throw in a Havamina which is not a serious Havamina. So what did Tosi Yishanim say? That the Havamina by Kedushin, that a woman might be Mikudeshes, less than Shavu Pruta, because the Hanah is closer to her. So even though it's technically not a Shavu Pruta, it's not a serious Havamina. But Pshat the Mishnah, we'll throw it in. Is there a Tosis Yishanim on Daf Ches? It's a similar Havam, it's a similar Svar. But there it's a Pasuk. You can't just say, you can't even say what Tosis Yishanim said. Maybe you'll think by Yevet Ivri, if you give him two of a Kalim, he'll be acquired less than Shavu Pruta because the Hanah is readily available. So Tosis should say, ah, you can't really consider a serious Svar. No comment to Tosis, silence. Better than that. You couldn't even say what Tosis Yishanim answers. The Kal Osetz Vichusa is for language of a Mishnah. Okay, so Mishnah gives you an extra case for that not serious Havamina. But he would take Mishat in the Pasuk. So what's the difference? Why by Yevet Ivri do we have more reason to think of serious Havamina of a Svara that even less a Shavu Pruta, but if the Hanah is very, very close to coming to you, that could count maybe for Yevet Ivri. But Antosis has nothing to say about that. Okay, I hear. The Pasuk can tell me otherwise. And the same very Svara, Tosis is Mevatelet. He negates it. Ah, come on, don't tell me a woman can ever become a Kudeshes, less than Shavu Pruta, just because the Hanah is closer to her palate. Not serious Havamina. So Chaim says, what's the difference? What Tosis Yishanim meant was that, of course, in terms of Kinyan Kesef, I can hear a Svara. Kinyan Kesef is about generating Nachas Ruach, Gamra Nafsha. So to the extent that you can be already a feeling of wanting to be Makna Nafsha by a woman, by Yevet Ivri, yes, it's a Raputa, but the Hanoi is very much here. I can hear it. But why is Tosis negated as a Havamina? Because what are we discussing? Kedushin. Kedushin is not just about the Koach HaKinyan of Kesef. Kedushin is about Maisa Kicha of Kesef. For Maisa Kicha of Kesef, it's got to be a Pruta. No one could ever imagine a Svara that you can have a Maisa Kicha of Kesef, Maisa Kicha of Pruta, notwithstanding the fact that she's Gamra Machia Nafsha and she's very happy and she's getting the Hanah. That's not going to work for Tosis. You need an objective Maisa Kicha of Kesef, which is actually a Pruta. So Tosis only makes that comment on Daf Mem Vav, which discusses Kedushin. But discussing Kinyan Kesef Evet Ivri, there's no halacha of Maisa Kicha by an Evet Ivri. It's just a halacha of the Koach HaKinyan of Kesef. So there the Gemara has the Svara, that maybe the Pshat of the Pasuk in the Kesef Niknaso, that maybe by Tvua V'Kelim, Mikra V'Hanayasa, so maybe that counts as Kinyan Kesef. All you need to do is make it Kinyan Kesef. By Kedushin, it's not enough to make it a Kinyan Kesef. By Kedushin, you have to make it A, Maisa Kicha of Kesef. That Tosis can say that's not really a serious Havamina. The Kal Osis is again another nothing basic Rav Chaim. But I'm showing you the very same drasha. You know the svara of that drasha, the svara of the Gemara by Kedushin. We can't take it seriously by everything we do. That shows you that by Kedushin it's a different issue. Over and above the Koach HaKinyan of Kesef, there's also the Inyan of the of the Maisa Kicha. Okay, I would like to do the Ran today, but maybe we'll do a little bit of Binyan Yidiyoma, so we'll start on Sunday with the Ran, and we also have the Tosis Rid to get to. That's also a whole other dimension to the sugya in Adarim about the Kinyan Nasya Hakna. So those go to Binyanim, and I want to finish in Ifashem to do that also by the end of the week, next week, so we'll have to pace ourselves. But meanwhile, we'll do the Ran here, please, and the Rid for later, and we'll do it. There is also talks about